too. The Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Rapid 2 hours prior. Hope you got to hear it in real time. If not, the replay will do. No worries. No worries at all there. 615-844-5600 on Twitter at Bill is King, or you can email the show BillIsKing7@gmail.com. No news today on any kind of reopen or bad news, good news, anything. Right now, I guess no news is good news. That's the way I'm looking at it. That's what we're down to. No news is good news. Right now, we're planning on playing. Let's just keep it going that way. Doug up in Connecticut. Bill says, as a Penn State fan, even as a Nittany Lion fan, I really enjoy listening to Dave Biddle and his segments. Very informative. Also, great hearing from Black as well. Energetic way to start the show. Yeah, Black, I mean, even by Black's standards, which are incredibly high, that was a different level of energy from him. That's saying a lot. Again, if you go by the old five-speed driving technique, Black found a sixth gear when he called us up earlier, if that's possible. Jim Wilco. That's his name. It's not Jim N. Wilco. His name is Jim Wilco. Hey, Bill, is this tickle fight between Day and Harbaugh really keeping flyover country entertained? I don't know. I don't know who's – if you're an Ohio State fan, it's keeping you entertained. If you're a fan of anybody else, do you – I mean, you may find it humorous. I don't know. I don't know what level of news is that. I'd average. If you missed it – and I'll get the call here in a second. I'll give you the cliff notes. Big Ten teleconference, Ryan Day is speaking. Again, the media is not on this teleconference. It's just the suits, if you will. Ryan Day is speaking, and while he's speaking, apparently, allegedly, Harbaugh jumps in, interrupts him, and says, "You guys have been cheating. Coach Al Washington has been instructing players. That's not allowed." Ryan Day apparently responded by saying, "Why don't you do Michigan and we'll do Ohio State?" The rumor was, Day said, "Watch it because we're going to hang 100 on you when we play." Dave Biddle said that did not happen on the teleconference. It happened maybe in a team meeting later as he was fired up. It did not happen on the teleconference. That's the story. That's the very brief cliff notes of the story. Wayman, welcome in. How you doing down there in Georgia, sir?
I'm doing good. How about you, Bill?
Good, good. Thank you.
He's talking about those indoor training facilities that Rusty was talking about earlier.
Yes, sir.
Rusty was a little off. I got a good friend that was the engineer, or part of the engineer group that did the one in Carrollton, and he said that one was $25 million.
Did that include air conditioning for all?
Yes. But it's got other things in it. But only, he said the only thing about it was it wasn't tall enough for the punters or kickers could go in there. They could pass, but they couldn't punt in there.
Oh, okay. Well, that's probably a cost-saving thing. Yeah. You know what? I'd take that. I mean, we can get the kickers and punters outside, and we can do it in the rain. We don't want to do it in the lightning, but we can do it in the rain. We can do it when it's cold. Yeah. We can do it when it's hot. So,
right.
Heck, if I had a high school – now, my high school, Battleground Academy, where I went, has an indoor facility. I haven't looked at it. I've been on the campus because it's not the same campus where I went. It's a different location, a couple of miles from where we were. But it's pretty much an all-purpose one, and it includes football around the year. So now I don't think it's a full field per se, but it looks like it's probably 50 yards.
Yeah.
But
The city of Carrollton, though, they got so much money they don't know how to spend it all.
What's the business there in town that's got all the money? Is it just individual investors, or is there?
Well, you got Southwire, but all his kids went to a town across the city over there, central of Carrollton. That's where his money went to. But you got all the doctors and lawyers and professors from West Georgia College or West Georgia University now. And, there's just a lot of people. There's not probably maybe 50 to 100,000 people there in the city, but there's a lot of money there.
All these pretty much, now again, we can go city to city, who knows, but you're saying in these cases, these indoor facilities, this is privately raised money. People just chipping in.
The city, there's different. You know, you got the county schools, and you got the city of Carroll schools. Like Carroll County has got like 6 or 7 high schools in it. And so you go from all the way from single A all the way up to, I think, Carrollton 6A school now.
Right.
But Carrollton is different from the county. They got their own board of education and everything in the city school. And I guess they're getting a lot of splash fund money, too. So that's how we updated our facilities and building a new gym down in Heard County is we got a bunch of splash money funds. But we don't have near the tax revenue that Carrollton has.
Right. Right. I hear you, Wayman.
Yeah. Anyway, I just want to let you know about that, Bill.
Okay. Stay in touch, sir. Appreciate it very much. Alan from Tampa. Bill Harbaugh is like a bad side show at the carnival. He is, his awkwardness, and let's just face it, and I'm not a Harbaugh basher. Now, have they done as well as they should have done to date? No. But his awkwardness is magnified because of the lack of delivery when it comes to wins. You wouldn't notice it as much, let's say, if he was only 2-3 versus Ohio State versus 0-5 or whatever. Right? I mean, he's awkward. So these moments or these stories seem to get magnified because of it. Dude's just different, man. And it doesn't make him a bad guy or anything. It's just, but the winning thing is the problem. And he's winning games, but he's not winning the right games. And he's not winning enough of the right games. And he's not winning any of the Buckeye games. That's a problem. Now, again, Michigan, despite what they did with Rich Rodder, Brady Hoke, Michigan is not a fire a guy abruptly type school. And Harbaugh's not under any win now, do this now, or you're fired. He's safe. Now, again, I don't know how long you'll stay there, and again, I don't know what might happen, but they've put all the chips in the middle of the table on him, and they've had it that way for a while. I don't think that's changing anytime soon. Husker Richie, what's up, Richie?
Bill, a lot of that stuff with Harbaugh is just shtick and comedy act. I mean, he's not as oddball and goofy as he appears. Like Ozzy Osbourne, you can have a normal conversation with him, but on TV he acts like an idiot because it pays. And I think that's Harbaugh just being a goofball, you know. But bottom line, he can't beat Ohio State, and that will eventually get him fired if he doesn't quit before they fire him. Bill, let's talk a little college football. I'm going to guess that you're going to take Clemson to win the championship, and you're going to take Alabama over Georgia in the SEC championship game. Am I right?
I like Alabama, yes, because I think they're more balanced and particularly offensively right now. But I am playing mental volleyball between Clemson and Ohio State. I think Ohio State's every bit as good. I think in that matchup, and again, Clemson, because they had the experience, found a way to win the game. I think Ohio State was probably a little bit better on paper.
Bill, I don't know why in the world. Ohio State's got a 4-point lead in that game. They've got Clemson backed up near the goal line, and they try to block a punt. And you might go a whole season and not block a punt. Well, they rough that punter, and that allows Ohio State to go on down it allows Clemson to go and score. I mean, if Ohio State gets that ball with the lead anywhere near midfield, they're looking at putting that game away. So I kind of agree with you. A lot of things went Clemson's way in that game. Probably a little more, but, you know, with Clemson having a quarterback and that crazy running back coming back again, which he should be, you know, with an NFL team right now, with him coming back, they are really going to score a lot of points at Clemson.
I hear you, man. No, I think those teams are both supremely talented, and maybe Alabama. Now, look, Alabama with Bryce Young at quarterback, and again, he's not going to start originally, but he may take over there. I think he's the better quarterback once he gets going. They're going to have, and I know that they've come up with specific rules and limits as to the practice hours and times and things, but this gives him a little more time to get acclimated, and that might be a big deal too.
Gives who more time to get acclimated?
Bryce Young, the freshman quarterback at Alabama.
Oh, at Alabama. Okay, yeah. Well, I don't know, Bill. You know, they're just not they're great and all, but is Alabama really the powerhouse they used to be? They're not head and shoulders over the teams we just mentioned. They're not head and shoulders. In fact, I think they would lose at Ohio State, and I think they would lose at Clemson if they had to play those teams on the road. But they're not quite as dominant, and I see it with stopping the pass, Bill. Alabama doesn't stop the pass like they did several years ago. They just can't do it like they used to.
Yeah, I mean, you know, your talent level is going to fluctuate up and down. Now, the healthy Dylan Moses is going to help this year at linebacker, and they should be pretty solid in the secondary. They're going to be loaded at running back. Offensive line's always good. I'll never worry about that despite, you know, people moving on and turning pro and things like that. But I think the biggest thing is Mac Jones is a solid quarterback, but I don't know that he's I don't think he's a difference maker. Bryce Young's a difference maker. That's where I'm at with Alabama right now.
And they don't win with defense. I mean, they can't necessarily say we're going to hold everybody to 17 points or less. It's just not that way at Alabama right now. You can score points against Alabama where you couldn't do that 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Yeah, they're not. Last year was one of their more poor years defensively.
Right.
And we'll see. Now, they hit a little stretch after the back-to-back 2011 and 12 where they got really weak in the secondary and they had to build that back up. Those things happen, though, on rosters.
Sure. Sure, but my point being, he's just not – they're not the preseason number one every year, year after year anymore. It's not that way now. They're good, and they might win it, but they're not the heavy favorite like they were, 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Oh, I hear you.
See you, buddy.
All right. Richie, appreciate the call. Alabama's still Alabama, but are they the consensus pick? And the answer is no. Doesn't mean they won't be in the near future, but as of right now, they're not. Hopefully, we play to see the truth there. That's the biggest thing. Got to get the break. First break here, hour number three, presented by, I think you already know this, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. It's really slow here on 40 westbound, just past Fessler's as you approach the 24 interchange on an accident. That's actually going to be before you get to 2nd and 4th on 40 going westbound. They put out this van fire out here on the west side, but it's still out here on 40 eastbound at OHB. Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check them out, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the space repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
Hey, Bill King here to talk about the Omni Nashville Hotel like you've heard me do so many times. Bar line specifically you. New summer hours, 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. Delicious food and drink. Bourbon barbecue chicken wings. Also the Bear Bowls burger and everything else you're going to love on that menu. Remember, the Omni is also the location of Commitments Year Number 3, which is December 16th. Bar lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Brad Keselowski dominated and took home the win from New Hampshire. Up next, a double shot of Michigan this coming weekend for the Cup Series. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, and I get my NASCAR news on The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And like us at Facebook.com/TheFinalLap. It would make us smile. Every single weekday right here.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Mostly sunny with a high of 87. Mostly clear tonight, low 65. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high 90. And mostly clear tomorrow night, low 67. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stye.
Sports Radio WNSR.
When it comes to the college football playoff, he's for exclusion, not inclusion. It's Bill King.
If you want to search this, and many of you probably will, the ACC schedule is out. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just looking at it here. And let me click on it. I'm going to make everybody mad. Let me do this real quick. I know they're not a full-time member, but here's Notre Dame's schedule. Hey, Bill, what about the schools that really matter in the ACC? I know you're going to be mad. Doesn't matter. Clemson's going to win it. What difference does it make? Clemson's going to win it. Notre Dame's schedule is, and let me make sure I've got this right. Okay, yes. Duke at home. So they get the deity right out of the chute on September 12th. Then they get... Who the heck is this? Wake Forest is on the road. Then an open date. Then it's Florida State. Louisville, Pitt on the road. Georgia Tech on the road. Home to Clemson. And the end, they go to North Carolina and they host Syracuse. So there you go. You can pull that up. Just search it out and you can find it. Cosby Cattleman, what's happening?
Bonjour, Monsieur King. We're still here.
By the way, I got your email, but I got it late, so.
Yeah, okay, good. We need to maybe powwow off air and get a little talk I want to give you.
All right. So what's up?
Hey, Bill, I wanted to have a couple of football observations, and I want to tell you about my trip to the lake and why I can't stand Fat Marin Matthews.
I mean, you've told us why you can't stand him, but maybe the audience needs an update. That's good.
Yeah, I got a second reason, I guess.
Okay.
Hey, first off, Bill.
Yeah.
I just sent a pro show, but I was tapping around on ESPN. Have you seen these new Redskins helmets? What a disgrace.
I haven't. No.
You know, the NFL, these marketers and all this, these team logos, it'll take them 3 damn years to get a new name for the Skins.
Apparently, they're just going to call them the Washington football team or something.
their helmets look like Alabama. They're putting the numbers on the side of the helmet.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, that's good. If you want to try and win, maybe that'll help you.
Maybe that'll help them. But the old Skins logo is one of the most classics in football. What a shame. Hey, Bill, second thing, have you heard anything new on SEC scheduling?
No, that's come up a bunch this morning, and we assume it's this week. Maybe it's today, but I don't have a moment for you, the time.
Next two rotators is just too fair and too simple, isn't it?
Well, I think, to me, that's the fairest because then they can't accuse you of rigging it. It's what was rotating on the schedule, but if they decide, look, I wouldn't want the headache of sitting in a room and trying to get everybody equality when it comes to scheduling and fairness and all that, because you're not going to win that one. You're going to get killed.
Think about it from Sankey's perspective, Bill. You've got, even at Mississippi State, you've got multimillionaires everywhere. Leach is making probably $3-4 million a year. The AD is probably making $1 million. I mean, you got all these huge egos. You can't make all these people happy. You got to treat Mississippi State just as fair as Alabama if you want to have a credible league.
Oh, I hear you, man. Look, I don't know. The only thing we know is they said don't necessarily assume we're going to put the rotators in, but I think they probably will.
The minute you go away from the two rotators, Bill, it's just ammo for fans to say, see, the league office doesn't like us. If you just did the two rotators, nobody's got anything to gripe about. Yeah, you might not like your schedule. Yeah, you might think your schedule's too difficult, but you can't say you got treated unfairly.
Yeah, I hear you.
Hey, let me tell you about my little lake story and why I can't stand Fat Marin Matthews.
Okay.
yesterday was the best day of the year on the lake. Smooth as glass. Cut it up. Skied about 4 times. Bill, so I go out to the ramp, throw the boat in. Guess what I see out there at the ramp?
A water moccasin.
No, we don't have those over here. Too high, too much altitude. We got copperheads, not water moccasins.
Okay, that's right. You told me that. You see Fulmer on a huge yacht.
Yeah, well, anyway, make a long story short, Bill. I see this about a 7-8-year-old Toyota 4x4 truck.
Yeah.
Truck, not the Tundra, the midsize.
Right.
Guess what it's decked out in, Bill?
Rocky Top.
Four Gator logos. Decked out head-to-toe Florida Gator stuff. Guess what the tailgate said on it, Bill?
Can't spell citrus without a U and a T.
Now, that would have been good.
Yeah.
Steve Spurrier Field on the tailgate.
Oh.
Spurrier put a AstroTurf field in up here at Science Hill, up here in East Tennessee, where he played high school.
So was that his brother, Graham Spurrier, who still lives up there?
I doubt it was him, but it was, you know, up in East Tennessee, you know, Fatmer's from Winchester, near Middle Tennessee guy.
Yeah.
Spurrier's an East Tennessee guy, Bill. They love him up there in Upper East Tennessee.
I know. I love Spurrier, yeah. Man.
Well, you know, the thing, Bill, I always think about is I was at a lot of those Fatmer-Spurrier wars in the 90s down there in Gainesville. That's a long drive. What is that? Bean counters can tell us. What is that? 600 miles from East Tennessee?
That's probably 10, 11, 12 hours?
It's the same for you in Nashville. Probably the same thing. You just split off in Atlanta.
Yeah.
But, You know, I probably went to five or six of those Fatmer Spurrier Wars, and Fatmer lost about every time. That's a long drive back. Those people are animals down there.
I've told the audience that through the years, and this is back to the 90s, the most complaints I ever got about fans, and this is from both sides, Florida and Tennessee, is when the visiting team would come back and then they'd start calling the show the week after the game. They always had horror stories about how they were treated.
Well, the deal, you know, the bill, I don't, Bill, I want to throw one more thing at you and get out of your way, but Florida had this deal where they would let the students go out at halftime. They'd go across the street to the Purple Porpoise and get all tanked up at halftime.
Right.
They'd give pass outs. Nobody does that. Usually when you buy a ticket, you're in and that's it.
Right.
Florida would give students pass outs. They'd go over and get tanked up, shoot a bunch of vodka at halftime. Hey, who blew more talent, Bill? Joe B. Hall or Fatmer?
Well, they both got one natty.
I know. They both probably should have had about four.
Well, that's that's a good point.
Bill, I was over at Stokely Center one night. I saw Joe B. Hall. He had Sam Bowie bringing the ball up the court.
7-1, and that guy was good enough to do that.
Dribbled the whole damn court, brought the ball down.
7-1 point guard. That's the way it ought to look.
Well, Fatmer's counting his money, so I guess the joke's on us, but he sure as hell couldn't beat Spurrier. See you.
I thought he was going to add something new to the reason why he hated Fulmer. That wasn't anything new. What? Well, yeah. The story about the boat and somebody with a bunch of gator stuff pulled up in a Toyota. Not the Tundra, though. I guess that is new. Yeah, I guess that is. Sorry. I thought there wasn't anything new there. There was. Yeah, Cosby Cattleman sent me an email. But I got it late last night. Oh, actually, I didn't even see it until this morning, like around 5:15. Anyways, all right, let's take the break. Bottom of the hour here. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. As they clear this accident here on 40 westbound, it's going to be before you get to 2nd and 4th Avenue right here at the 24 interchange coming past Fessler's on 40 westbound. Has been really slow go because of this earlier wreck. Dickerson Pike at OHB. Watch for a crash blocking traffic there. Gallatin Pike at Greenland. That's over in East Nashville. There's minor injuries involved in that particular wreck. Bars Music City Soul Food now open behind the Bank of America on Nolensville Pike at OHB. Check them out. BarsMusicCitySoulFood.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time trapping.
Are you looking for the ideal destination for family fun? A place with the best bowling, games, food and drink, and entertainment? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment is the answer. And with 5 centers in Middle Tennessee, there is a location near you. All open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit their locations in Donaldson Plaza, Hermitage, and the Tusculum area. And enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville at Circus World, including laser tag, roller skating, bumper cars, time freak, a laser maze, a virtual reality roller coaster, and an indoor bungee trampoline. Strike and Spare is expanding their Murfreesboro operations to the old Sears building in the Stones River Mall, with most of the attractions Hendersonville offers. Like them on Facebook for updates on the new Strike and Spare Murfreesboro. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are also the perfect place for your next gathering, from birthday parties to family reunions. For more information, visit strikeandspare.com. Remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Napa Know How.
This month, Napa's got all kinds of motor oil deals that can save you some serious cash. Like a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil for just $16.49. With savings like that, you may start feeling like a VIP. But don't let it go to your head. These oil deals are for everyone. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state local taxes or recycling fees. Offer ends 8/31/20.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
To former Tennessee Titans head coach Jeff Fisher.
Bud wouldn't pay to have a divider put up in the trailer to where we could divide up offense and defense. So we would send the offense next door. Oh, by the way, they shared a building with a pediatrician and a daycare. So
live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
You like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with @BillIsKing on Twitter or 615-844-5600.
Gary Joe Collins on Twitter from Tim Couch Country. Bill, I think Husker Richie is right. Harbaugh thing is a shtick. But I don't see him beating Ohio State anytime soon. I don't know. I mean, why would you want your stick to be that awkwardness, though? How is that attractive? To me, it's an unattractive element. Now, again, if you're winning really, really big, it doesn't matter how you act, because winning pretty much supersedes everything, right? Now, again, not some scandal or something, but if you're winning big, you can be not the most personable guy. Now, again, I don't think you could be just an out-and-out jerk. That'll get you, but, well, you know what? If you're winning big, you don't have to be Mr. I'm kissing babies and hugging everybody. I mean, there's some coaches. I mean, Belichick. You think Belichick is good in crowds? Belichick don't give a damn what anybody thinks. Now, again, he's probably the best ever at what he does, so that helps a little bit. Josh in London, Ohio. Bill, plain and simple, Harbaugh is only about a half of a chromosome away from full-blown window licker. Somebody forgot to put the chicken nuggets in his Happy Meal upstairs. RJ, Bill, then he's talking about Husker Richie. This fella sounds like he's trying to convince himself Alabama is good. I mean, I don't think Alabama is yesterday's news at all, but they're not picked to win it this year. Most years they're picked to win it, right? I mean, whether they win it or not. Doesn't sound like anybody's picking them. That doesn't make it right or wrong. We're just talking about the atmosphere we're in right now. I think if they get Bryce Young going, and he's the player that I'm convinced he is, then I think they're very much in it. If not, you're not beating Clemson and or Ohio State with Mac Jones at quarterback, y'all. I'm sorry. He's a decent quarterback. I am not trying to be unnecessarily critical here. I just don't see it. And I know Saban has won natties with quarterbacks who are not anything but somewhat facilitators, right? They were not individual difference makers, point guards, if you will. Again, my favorite quarterback analogy is the point guard position. Some point guards are facilitators. They don't score the ball that much themselves, but they get the ball to the right people. Saban has won with quarterbacks like that. I know. Matter of fact, before here recently, that's mostly what he had at quarterback. But I think that's changed. And they're recruiting a level of quarterback now that is way more than I'm dropping dimes as a point guard. He's recruiting and playing quarterbacks who not only can get the ball to the right people, but can take things in their own hands and win it themselves too. So they can do both. Point guards come in all shapes and sizes, and not all can do everything. Some can facilitate, maybe score 5, 6, 7 points, but they lead. They keep everything together. Some point guards can get it to the right people, but they can also put 28 on you themselves. They can get it to the rim, and they can shoot it from three. And they can shoot it from mid-range. Alabama's now getting quarterbacks who can do all of those things. Mac Jones isn't one of those. M. Roos. The ACC, Bill, is doing something smart. They're shifting some games to Friday nights. It's a wise move, Bill. More games on TV. Chance to pick up some extra viewers. I don't recall any Friday games for the B1G. You know what? I mean, I'm a Friday is for the high schools guy. I guess what I'll do when I go to high school games on Friday nights, hopefully we'll be allowed to, is I'll just bring in my phone and watch the games. I've done this in the past. I'll watch, you know, I'll pick a game out, whatever game that I want to see, and watch it on my phone, I guess. But on Friday nights, I will prioritize the high schools over a college game. Man, you know me about college football. Love it. But again, maybe Friday night here or there, I'll be home and I just watch the college game. Depends. But I love a Friday night when I'm got my phone. I'm watching a game or so, and I can keep up with all the scores. I love it. I love a Friday night high school ball. I love Friday night local high school radio. You know, where you have the guy doing the play-by-play who probably couldn't get a gig anywhere, but he's got a radio station out in the country where he does play-by-play. I love that stuff. Oh, I do. I don't care about the quality of it. It's just the high school feel. Jeff 2 Alpha Bean Counter. Bill, you've got some of the best weekly scheduled guests in all of sports radio, and I'm a big fan of the expanded guest list. I'd love to hear you have on Cecil Hurt, Tim Brando, Bruce Pearl, and Tubbs sometime soon. It's a pretty good group. Yeah, we could facilitate that. Now, Bruce and I were talking there for a while. Kind of lost touch with Bruce, so I know we can get him on, but I don't know if Bruce is kind of wanting to lay low during this whole just pandemic. I don't know. Bruce knows that Crazy Charlie and I are we're boys with him. We really like Bruce. Big Josh, not to be confused with Josh in London, Ohio. Bill, Cosby doesn't know squat about Northeast Tennessee. I'm born and raised in Kingsport. Steve Spurr can go straight to H-E-L-L. See, I like Spurrier. Because think about this. And yeah, he rubbed it in a lot and he made a lot of Tennessee fans mad. But before Spurrier, the idea was, if you're going to be out there popping off like he did and does, it's going to cost you. But with Spurrier, it never really cost him, right? He didn't care. He did not care. And he always did it in good fun. Let me tell you something. Spurrier is also very self-deprecating. It's not just dishing it to everybody else. There's nothing more self-deprecating than you're standing up at a podium during the season saying, I'm old, we can't recruit, I've lost it. It's best for me to step aside. That's pretty damning right there, right? I mean, how many people would admit that? Seriously. That's what he did. Now, a lot of people say, well, you quit on his team. I don't have a problem with what he did, frankly. A lot of people did. He stood up at a podium and said, I'm old. It's hurting us. It's hurting us in recruiting. It's hurting the team we have now. I am clearly not getting it done. It's best that I step aside for the betterment of this program. How many people could do that and admit it I'm old, they're not relating to me. Nobody says that. They try and hang on. And they hang on to a feeling that they can get something back that they're never going to get back. The better days are gone. Bobby Bowden couldn't come to that conclusion. Joe Paterno couldn't either. Neither one of them could come to that conclusion. And Bowden and the mess with Paterno, yeah, I get. But on the field, he was a hellacious coach. But they couldn't even do it. So I'm a big Josh, I understand. I'm not trying to convince you of anything here. I'm just saying I never had any dislike for Spurrier. Just the opposite. Now, could I maybe be a little warped because Spurrier listens to the show and he, you know, we always hit it off pretty well? Yeah, I mean, he was good to me. So maybe, yeah, there's a little biased that comes with Spurrier when it comes to me. There is. There's some bias there. I will readily admit that. RJ says, Bill, actually, I need to correct that. He's talking about Husker Richie. I meant to say convincing himself Bama isn't good. Yeah, now I don't know. Husker Richie's been an on and off caller for many, many years on the show. And I don't know if he has any. I mean, he's a Husker fan. He's a Nebraska fan. I don't know if there's any team in the South that he really, like, pulls for some. I don't know. I don't know that, but I think he was just speaking about Alabama there, and he thinks that maybe they're not what they used to be. I don't think that's such an off-kilter comment. I'm not ready to say that, though, about them. I think Saban is as hungry as ever. And the one thing you got to remember about Saban, when there's a failure – and losing a couple of games last year by their standards is a failure of some sort. Nobody responds to that better than he does. Nobody has mastered the art form of responding to not living up to expectations better than Spurrier. Better than Saban. Sorry. Better than Saban. So I won't count him out until he's clearly out. And that ain't right now. No, we're not there yet. One more break here on this Thursday edition, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. It got busy out here all of a sudden as they work that accident right there on 24. It is eastbound, not too far from 440. Traffic's been a little bit slower than normal the last few minutes out here from an earlier crash on 40 West just past Fessler's. As you make your way up to the 24 interchange, a lot of radar out here this morning. Make sure you slow it down. Bars Music City Soul Food is now open behind that Bank of America on Nolensville Pike at OHB. Check them out at barsmusiccitysoulfood.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C, A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Mostly sunny with a high of 87. Mostly clear tonight, low 65. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high 90. And mostly clear tomorrow night, low 67. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stye.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The home of commitments and other stuff. The Bill King Show.
All right, I got something for you. I want you to go to wildernessathlete.com. I've been sampling these products, and it's the same stuff we've been talking about for many, many years, just a different website. Awesome products. Energy, hydrate. I combined them yesterday. One of my favorite things is you take some of the cherry with some grape I had, put it together, and it's like when you were a kid, you had the delicious, like, bubble gum, except it's healthy. It's good for you. And I had a couple of those yesterday. It was absolutely wonderful. And we can get you a discount as well. WildernessAthlete.com. Use the discount code KINGVIP. If you're confused at all, and that gets you 20% off, and it's less expensive than it used to be. That's even better. If you have any confusion, just email me, billisking7@gmail.com, and I'll help you. Yeah, we can help you with that. And it is absolutely wonderful. There are more products than that, but talking about the energy. Yesterday, I was feeling a little groggy about mid-morning after the show. And it's probably 10:30. I was watching Tesla. I was watching the tickers and all that kind of stuff, you know. And starting to feel a little down. I mean, just, you know, tired, that kind of down. And I popped in the energy, and it was wonderful. Just absolutely wonderful, and tasted good, too. WildernessAthlete.com, and use the promo code KINGVIP, 20% off. It's I'm telling you, these products are wonderful. Gary Joe Collins says, Bill, now we've got Josh and Big Josh. We also have the most Jeffs per capita. However, there's only one Cosby Cattleman and Allen in Tampa. There's always that. That's a good point. Now, there is an Allen in Franklin, but he spells it different, I think. But there's only one Allen in Tampa. Speaking of Allen in Tampa, Bill, one thing Spurrier never did was win in Tallahassee. True. Yeah, that was tough. And but those Florida State teams were so loaded. Man, they were well coached, and I mean, that was that stretch between like 93 and 99. If you're a Florida State fan, and I know many of you lived that, it gets no better than that. I mean, as far as being a Florida State fan. I mean, if you go back, and that's why I always tell people at most every school, when your team is winning big or your team wins a natty, never take that for granted. And a lot of fans do. I know when Tennessee won in 98 and they had an overwhelming number of that same team back the next year. I preached all during the non-playing portion of the season. Remember, we never say off-season on the show. That don't take this for granted and don't assume, well, Bill, we beat Florida State. We won the national championship. We got everybody back, but Al Wilson, we're going to do it again. Well, okay, you have a lot of talent back. That's true. But doing it again is nearly impossible. It's more impossible than doing it the first time. And back-to-back, like I've told you, other than some rare moments like Alabama 11-12, Alabama 78-79, Nebraska had a run there between 95 and 97, 94-95, 97, etc. Those stretches are anything but impossible, right? I mean, they're just – it's ridiculous. I try to tell people, don't take it for granted. You could be loaded and have your best team ever and not win it all. That's true. So, Jeff in Chicago. Bill, and then he just says Jeff's. Lots of them. Josh in London. Bill, unlike Big Josh, I've been with you since the beginning of SiriusXM. So I get to the head of the line when it comes to privileges. Plus, I listen to you in Greece. Big Josh can't say he's listened to you in Greece. Well, I mean, I don't know where all Big Josh has been. Maybe he listened to us from... just trying to make some... Russia. Or China. Maybe he got into China, didn't get in trouble, didn't make the Chinese mad at him, and maybe listen to us there. Half a Moon listens to us from, like, I don't know how many miles did he say, or kilometers from the Russian border in Alaska. Half a Moon listens to us over there. I had I think I've told you this, but I'll tell you one more time. Back in the early 90s, it might have been late 80s, I get a letter from a guy who says he's somewhere close to the Russian border. And again, this is late 80s, early 90s, somewhere like 89, 90. And he sends a cassette tape to prove what he's telling me. He says, I hear your show, WLAC, which that signal at night skips all over the place. I was surprised it skipped that far. The guy sent me a cassette tape. I like listening to the show, Bill, but I don't really know much about football. And what is this Tony Lundy thing? This player you were talking about. Then he sent the cassette. So I popped the cassette in back when you had those little cassette players. And it's me talking about Antonio London from Tullahoma, who ended up going to Alabama. He's a huge, big-name recruit. Went to Alabama and had a good career. He thought I was saying Tony Lundy. It's Antonio London. Everybody, most of you will remember him. And it was a long letter. I also had this guy back then who would send me letters from a prison. And he would send – there was a streak of time where he'd send one about every week or two for a few months. He listened to the show from prison. And I think it was a hardened, lockdown prison. I mean, where the bad guys go. Never told me anything about himself, why he was there or anything. He just said, I'm in prison. And he literally would send me lyrics, rap songs that he thought up that related to the show. And he'd ask me to critique them. Now, I had no way. I wasn't writing him back. But he would send me this stuff, and it would be these little notebook pages where he'd have these lyrics. Now, some of the lyrics were brutally crude, okay? Everything you can think of was said in these lyrics. If you can think of it and it's bad, it's in these lyrics. Okay? He'd send these, and he'd say, just, I want to know what you think. And it'd be like a page and a half of just... This went on for a few months, then he stopped. I don't know if he wanted more replies from me or something, but I wish I kept, man, I wish I kept that stuff. Why did I throw that stuff out? At Crazy Charlie 615. What a show, man. This show went fast. Tomorrow Friday. Brad will be with us. BradPowerSports.com, hour number 3. At Bill is King. Markets, are they slightly red right now? I've not really been focusing. I should have been. I heard Tesla got a little giddy early. I don't know where Tesla's at right now, though. Lodgepile.